It's 8 a.m. Eastern, September the 6th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $51,378. Ethereum is down 0.5% at $3,901. And Cardano is down 1% at $2.84. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours: Quant Network up 22%, OMG Network up 21%, and ALF up 16%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the digital marketplace, Ungrocery. If you've ever thought about who your food comes from, Ungrocery is the place to shop. Join the food people online at ungrocery.com. A collection of Bored Ape NFTs on auction with Sotheby's has already exceeded expectations set by the auction house. The collection has a current bid of $19 million, already higher than the price range prediction of $12 to $18 million. There are still 3 days to go for the set of 101 apes. Currently, the floor price of a Bored Ape on the open market is 40 ETH, or around $160,000. Ethereum's future open interest is setting new records as its price approaches all-time high status. According to data from Bybit, Ethereum's futures open interest hit $11.68 billion for the first time. When prices dropped, open interest fell too, reaching as low as $4.43 billion in June. Ether's all-time high is $4,300. Well, Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling crypto the new shadow bank. The Democratic leader from Massachusetts told the New York Times crypto is the new shadow bank. It provides many of the same services, but without the consumer protections or financial stability that backs up the traditional system. It's like spinning straw into gold. The Times piece was centered around BlockFi, which has drawn the attention and ire of several state regulators. Warren is taking a strong stance against crypto and the industry it has built. Reportedly, she has also raised the idea of banning banks in the United States from holding cash deposits backing up stablecoins, which could effectively end the surging market. Warren has been throwing her weight around quite a bit, exercising her relationships with both President Joe Biden and Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury in the U.S. And finally, the Australian-based neobank Volt has inked a partnership deal with the crypto exchange BTC Markets. The two companies are calling it a first of its kind in the country. BTCM said it would invite its customers over the coming months to open Volt bank accounts in a bid to provide enhanced security and real-time trading experiences. In essence, creating shared accounts where customers can deposit to Volt-linked accounts within the exchange's environment. Deposits in Volt accounts are insured up to $250,000 per customer under Australia's financial claims scheme. Caroline Bowler, the CEO of BTCM, told CoinDesk that the move was a shot in the arm for financial innovation in Australia and revealed that the deal took 3 years. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media. Add us to Alexa Flash Briefing and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.